Yes, that is Queen being played at the Republican National Convention. So it's with a heavy heart that I announce Freddie Mercury dead again at age 69. Now, Queen didn't give Trump permission to use that song, tweeting it was an unauthorized use at the Republican convention against our wishes. And yet, on his closing night, Trump used another unauthorized song to cover him dropping what was an almost sarcastic amount of balloons. And you will never guess what song it was. You can't always get what you want. No shit. But look, Trump has used unauthorized music throughout his campaign. And if you think none of this is anything new, politicians have been appropriating pop music for as long as anyone can remember. Over the years, Sarah Palin has gotten in trouble for using Heart's Barracuda. John McCain was asked to stop using two John Mellencamp songs. The DNC was criticized by Cyndi Lauper for using True Colors. If artists want to lend their music to politicians, that's fine. But it is not okay for politicians to just take their songs. This happens every single election. And it is time for musicians to come together and take a stand.
It's that time of year. Campaign season's here.
Your waving point, make your speeches while balloons fall everywhere.
But we notice something's wrong, and it's gone on way too long. So we're asking you right now, stop using our songs.
Yeah. So turn on your laser light show, fire up your confetti machine.
Bring out your smiling backdrop of ethnic leaderverse teams.
Stop using our music, that's a one and only rule. We didn't write these songs to make your campaign stop seem cool.
Don't use our song, cause you used it wrong. It might seem appealing, but you're just stealing.
Don't use our song, it just seems wrong.
By the time this tour is through, you'll be lucky if we don't sue.
Don't use our song, no. That's licensing. You gotta call my publisher, okay?
You always take a